And it is time to get to the business news with Nicholas Poynton. Nicholas, let's talk about telcos, right? Lots of people like to complain about telcos. Yeah. And apparently complaints are rising.
Yeah, the number of complaints about telcos in the past year are actually up 13%. You compare where they were about 4 years ago, they're up by a quarter since then. And that's according to information that's been gathered as part of the Disputes Regulation Scheme. Now, that was set up back in 2007. It's designed to be an independent process, a body that sort of facilitates complaints consumers may have about their telco provider. But that sudden rise in complaints we've seen over the past year, that's prompted the first ever review of the scheme. It will look at how the scheme has been working, whether it's covering the right issues, what players in the market it's covering, and they're going to look at how it's been run. And I think one of the interesting questions that's going to be asked as part of this review is the independence of this body. How independent is it, given that the industry is the one who funds it? Now, the Telecommunications Forum, that represents all the telcos in this country, they say that the review is a good thing. You know, these things can be improved over time, but it does say that while complaints are rising, they don't necessarily think that that means that the services that the telcos provide are getting worse. They're of the view that the rise in complaints is due to the fact that people rely on their devices more than ever, and because of that, they're more likely to have issues. And they also point to the fact that there's now more than 8 million telecommunications connections in this country. It's not just people's cell phones, it's also broadband, yeah, whatever else they have. And they say that 3,000...
Because you need it more. If it goes wrong, you're more likely to speak out.
It's going to cause much more of a disruption, right? So you're going to be much more aggrieved if things do go wrong. But they say, look, 8 million connections, 3,000 complaints, you know, it's a pretty good strike rate in their opinion. They also point to the fact that 98% of complaints actually get resolved. So the results of this review will be published in November, and their findings are going to be quite interesting because, look, as I mentioned before, this was set up in 2007. The whole landscape of our telecommunications sector has changed since then. So it'll be interesting to see how they sort of adapt the rules, how they adapt the scheme to sort of meet these challenges.
Okay, we talked about this company yesterday, I think it was. The little company with big issues. Okay, so QEX, right? You were talking about how it was planning to delist, potentially, but what? There's another twist in the story?
Yeah, they've already hit a snag, another setback, and this is a company, the global logistics company, exports mainly animal products or baby formula to China. Look, they've experienced so many setbacks over the past 6 months, and this is just another one. Remain to be seen how much of a setback it really is, I guess, because, look, this company, it had trading and its shares suspended back in February. That's because all its independent directors resigned, and since then, it's been unable to find a replacement. They point to the fact that there's just been so much negative publicity surrounding the company, and that's prompted the company to lay out these plans to, as we mentioned yesterday, to delist, go private, and hopefully eventually sell this business. And they say that, in their opinion, the company, they reckon that this is in the best interest of shareholders, and they're waiting to put this to a vote to shareholders and get approval from the NZX to follow through on their plans. However, the Shareholders Association says delisting would be the worst possible outcome for shareholders, the polar opposite of what QEX is saying. They say because it believes the future of the company is best decided within the transparency and the accountability obligations that come with being a listed company. The fear here is that if the company goes private, the company would become even harder to contact.
Yeah.
And less forthcoming with the details of the situation that they currently find themselves in. So that's why the association says it's better if this company stays listed. It decreases the risk of even further losses to shareholders while this company's been suspended in this trading halt. So because of this, the association says it will vote its proxy shares against delisting. However, QEX's chief executive owns 70% of the company. So, the Shareholders Association taking the stance, not likely to really move things too much, but there's still so much more to come on this. It'll be really interesting to see how it all plays out. I feel like this won't be the last time we talk about this company.
Okay, well, let's do a quick whip around the markets then.
So the NZX, it closed up 73 points to 12,651, and the dollar is at 71.8 US cents and 92.8 Australian.
Thanks, Nicholas. Nicholas Poynton with Business.